This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will make you feel good. For Christmas gifts that'll make your family and friends feel good, there's no place like Priceline. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
You know, well, I was going to say, you know when your kids ask you questions, all your kids, you know when they ask you questions?
My nieces ask me questions.
Do they?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know the answers to them?
It's always the second why.
Yeah.
So they'll ask me a question and often I know the first answer and then they go, why? Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's you know, why do I have to wear a hat? Because it's hot.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's summer. Why? And I'm like, I don't know.
So it's fine when they're little because you just kind of stop the conversation or distract them, right?
Yeah.
But when you've got a 10-year-old who's smart, it becomes much more problematic because he is now far outsmarting me. His homework, I am absolutely rooted. There is no chance I'm going to be able to help him with any of it already in his year five, right? But what I've worked out...
Are you meant to be? Obviously.
What, helping?
I didn't know. I thought that was too young for homework. I'm obviously wrong.
But like projects and stuff. Like I can help him with all the let's create a volcano and let's, you know, do a family tree. But as soon as it's anything like solve this equation, I'm like, okay, Chris... Hey, come and help Ollie.
Hey, babe, bit of homework in here.
Anyway, we were driving in the car the other day and Ollie said, oh, I left my cups out on the front lawn. I said, what? And he said, oh, you know, the rain last night. I left my cups out on the front lawn so I could catch the fresh rain. I can't wait to drink it when I get back.
Yes.
I was like, oh, and he goes, I can drink it, can't I? I said, I think so. He goes, why do you think so? And I said, I don't know, because I feel like I remember hearing that when you just literally catch the rain from the sky, there's sediment and a whole lot of other stuff that comes with it from the pollution, so you can't just drink it. And then he goes, nah, because then there's rainwater tanks and people just drink rainwater. I'm like,
yep,
that's why you're smarter than your mother. And I was thinking, no, but I'm sure rainwater. Anyway, then we got
to my mum's house. Okay.
And I said to my mum.
I have questions.
What's your questions first?
Well, does this mean then if it's raining and I hold my head back and open my mouth.
Yes.
Am I?
Well, that's what I thought. So he asked me that question as well.
Okay.
And I said, I don't know the answer. I said, I don't think it makes you sick. I just don't know if you would just drink a whole cup of it. And then he's like, it's the freshest water you could possibly have, Mum.
That's right.
I felt like yelling at him, well, bloody drink the thing. I don't care. But I was actually
I hope it makes you sick and you stop asking so many questions.
Well, then I got to my mum's house, who's a teacher and smart, and I asked her the same question. Mm. And she said, well, yes, you can. You wouldn't if you're in the city. And then I was like, why? And she said, it's heavily polluted and you get all the sediment. I said, see, sediment word. I've heard of this sediment word. And she said, but where you are, it's fine.
Because the fumes go in the air
and then
at
they
the
come
same
back down
time
in the rain.
Right.
Right. And so anyway,
but
then
still
she
have
said,
tanks
yes,
in the
we
city.
Asked about the tank, but
sorry.
She said, the tank has this thing at the very bottom, like a sediment catcher that catches the sediment. So where you get the water out of the tank is after it's caught all the sediment.
So you're not like, it's got a filter.
Yeah, you're not just literally, and that filter, so you know how rain runs off a roof,
yes.
Right? If you've got a rusty roof or stuff and all the bits that come off with it, the sediment catcher catches the sediment.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, he drank it and he's still alive.
But for now.
I was like, how can your mother not have the answer to whether you can drink water from the sky?
No, but firstly, I think it's because we stop asking these questions. I think there's so many questions that kids ask because they're so curious.
Yeah. Oh, he asks me questions all the time about like the universe and about space and about the sky. And I'm like, Google.
Good question. Look
like,
it up.
Why is the sky blue? I don't even know the answer to that.
See, I always think I know the answer to this, but I think it's wrong. I always thought that any vast expanse of colorless space appears blue. Oh. So it's something to do with the way the light disperses, which is the same way the ocean appears blue, but if you take a cup of water out of it, it's actually clear.
See, why aren't you his mother?
Because then people say, why? Why does the light disperse like that? And I say, here, there's iPad. Wiggles are good too.
Anyway, 131060, I want to feel better about this. What question couldn't you answer from your kid?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, give us a call, 131060.
And are we going to answer them or we're just going to go, they're great?
No guarantees, mate.
Okay, this is
great. It's us talking.
We'll try. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Asking you right now, what couldn't you answer for your kids?
Because I realised I was so stupid, I couldn't work out whether my son, if he left glasses out in the lawn, could drink the rainwater that came in it.
I really think you're being hard on yourself. I don't think it's stupid.
What threw me was there was little bits of black bits in it. So it made me think that there was stuff that had come, like pollution falling out of the sky, and whether it should be sort of filtered like a rainwater tank has a sediment catcher. Yeah. I overthought it. He can drink the rainwater.
The basic idea is that kids ask hard questions that as adults we can't answer.
Yes. Liz, what question couldn't you answer for your kid?
Yeah, my son once asked where do flies go in winter.
Hey, Liz, I've thought about this as well.
Where do they go?
I've thought about this as well because I always remember we used to go camping, and I always remember thinking it was never perfect because either it was cold or there were flies, and I wondered why there was never both.
No, what's the answer to that, Liz?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard from him since he asked me.
Liz, I think they die.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
And then they breed again during
winter. How do they breed when they're dead?
That's a great question. Yeah. You know what happens? That's a great question, Liz.
Should have done this segment with someone smart in the room.
You know what happens?
What?
Their wings fall off, they turn into ants. And then also mozzies, right? Are mozzies around year round?
No.
Where do all the flying things go? Do they just follow the hot parts of the world? Hang on, I'm looking up.
Okay, you Google that.
You do that.
Yeah,
I'll talk to
Catherine while you Google that. Catherine, what question couldn't you answer for your kid?
Where primary colours come from and why you can't make them.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Well, this is like, yes.
You're not meant to be part of this. You're Googling what happens with the flies in winter. No. Catherine, what have you found out since then?
No.
So what answer did you give them?
I told them that primary colours just exist.
But I guess that's the answer everyone gives. They just do.
That was not an acceptable answer.
But, Catherine, I guess this is like the elements question, which is some elements are the first things and then they combine them to make alloys. Like I know because then they go, yeah, but why are there elements?
Mm.
I guess some things are just the first things.
God, you're really bad at this.
Is that vague?
That's just the same as it's. They just are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a thing.
It's just a thing.
Hey, Jenny, what couldn't you answer for your kid?
So I work in childcare, and someone asked me what sound do giraffes make?
great question.
What do you do for a giraffe?
I had no idea. I got the iPad and I Googled it and I couldn't give him an answer.
So what do you do when you're reading a book out that has a giraffe in it?
Just kind of make chewing sounds.
Yeah.
Giraffe and the leaves, yep.
You don't give it a bit of...
No, that's a... It's a horse. Isn't that a horse?
I just ask them what sound they think it makes and they can just lead it.
Oh, that's very smart. So you're smart. Maybe you can answer some of the other questions. Where do primary colours come from?
Well,
yeah, maybe I'll ask them.
I've always thought it would be easier if we named the animals the noises they made. So instead of a pig, it's an oink. Do you know what I mean?
And it's a roar instead of a lion.
Yeah, it's a moo, right? Then you don't get stuck with these questions.
Hey, did you find out what happens to the flies?
The flies in winter, as adults, they hide in cracks and crannies and then wake up in spring to lay their eggs on decaying matter. So they hide away.
Okay,
so
that's smart.
Get into your cracks and crannies and kill all the
flies.
Just
before we go, can we quickly ask Jack, who's 10? Jack, what question couldn't your mum or dad answer?
My mum and dad couldn't answer, how does the wind work?
Oh, like where does it come from?
Well, yeah.
That. Yeah.
So have you worked it out since? Do you know now where it comes from?
No.
Oh, it's a shame that you've called our radio station because we can't help you either.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
You've got a superpower. Let's not beat around the bush on this. You have just an amazing way to not only break news around the world, but predict the news of breaking. This is you from the project last night.
Well, everyone's been saying maybe she's pregnant and she's covering up the bump. And I was like, how ridiculous. And then I remembered earlier this year when I was pregnant and we had to do this outside broadcast on radio, I carried a folder and held it to my stomach the entire time so that no one could see the tiny little bump. And I thought, maybe she is.
Now, that was at before 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah, because she walked off the plane with a folder covering her
stomach.
We're obviously talking about Meghan Markle. And then within minutes, you'd mentioned it on our show, and that was on the project before it had been announced officially. Within minutes of that going out on TV, what happens?
Some breaking news. Kensington Palace has just announced on Twitter that she is, in fact, pregnant. I know you're going to ask me how did I know, what my, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Do you know what?
It's a gift I have and I can't really describe it.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to dig too deep because things that I don't understand scare me. And so I didn't want to know anymore. I just wanted to accept this power. But I did want to put it to the test because you can predict things, right? That's amazing. Like a clairvoyant. Or more correctly, you've gone a bit early there on the music buzz.
Try again.
More correctly, you're a carryovoyant. Oh, geez, and then you didn't even hit it in hard. What, did you just fade it back up? What
happened? As loud as it goes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to predict if you're having a baby? What's going on here?
No, well, I thought, you know what, you've already told us that you can nail things from the future.
Yeah.
So let's go back and see if you can predict things that have already happened.
What?
Well, I've taken things from the past that I know you don't know the answer to.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
But I reckon using your powers, your special feelings of intuition, will be able to answer these
questions. I've got to get in the zone. Where's my music? I need some music back again.
And these are of course, multiple choice because I didn't want to make it, you know, a complete failure. Question.
Is my music coming?
Carrie Bickmore.
Really need some music.
Hang on. I'll give you the... Wait.
We just need some music.
Despite the slow start, we have rehearsed this.
Do this without my music.
Who won the 2000 Super Bowl? Was it the Baltimore Ravens or the New York Giants?
2000.
Ravens or Giants?
The Giants.
Tell you what, she's bad. That's incorrect. But that's only one. That's only one.
Won last year or the year before.
I don't know. They won in 2000, according to the sheet in front of me.
Maybe.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay. One stumble. Often, you know how how magicians go, "Hey, is this your card?" And everyone goes, "No," and they go, "That's because it's been under my second one. That's your time to shine." Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Carrie Overvoyant, who won the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1975? Was it Dustin Hoffman for Lenny? Was it Art Carney for Harry and Tonto? Was it Jack Nicholson for Chinatown? Or was it Al Pacino for Godfather Part 2? Use your powers. Don't think, just use your powers, woman.
Nicholson.
Tell you what, you know how she was wrong on the first one? She's done it again for the second. She was wrong. Real wrong. Wrong.
Maybe my powers are just just for pregnancy.
Have
you got in there someone about a baby or something? Maybe it's just quite specific.
Oh, no. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd like a more feminine question?
I think so.
I've got one for you.
Yes, okay.
That was Art Carney, by the way, for Harry and Tonto. Who knows or cares where he is now. Let's go to our next question. Women's field hockey.
Oh. You've picked really tough ones here.
1996 Summer Olympics. Who won the bronze medal? Was it the Netherlands or Great Britain? Harry O'Boyan.
Bronze. I mean, I know gold, but, and silver.
Okay, well, tell us then.
The clairvoyant doesn't always say the things she's thinking.
The clairvoyant
some of it inside.
At the moment doesn't even get any of them correct. But Netherlands. Great Britain? You reckon the Netherlands?
Netherlands,
I tell you what, it took a while. But she's correct!
Yay! I'm a female clairvoyant. That's what I am.
A female clairvoyant.
Channel the women.
Do you want the final one? It is from my personal life.
Okay.
At my high school formal, did I end up pashing my date or pashing my friend's date?
Definitely your friend's date.
Okay, you haven't waited for the music? The power.
Actually, can I say both? All of the above.
No, I had a... I kind of just started shaving and I had a dry shave and got a big rash and didn't pash anyone.
Oh, that would be the only time that's ever.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
I want to share something with you and look, it's remarkable that I'm here, okay? Last night I got home from work and our gorgeous babysitter was there. She'd been looking after Evie. The poor thing was actually asleep on the floor. I mean, that's next level commitment. Yeah, she's awesome. Anyway, she'd made me a salad and I was like, thanks so much. I'll see you tomorrow. And anyway, I sat down to start eating my salad. It was this tuna kind of coleslaw-y mix of something. Anyway,
as I was eating it, I was like,
oh no.
What is that smell? I was like, oh, tuna does have that smell. You know, often I haven't had tuna in a while, and I was like, I forgot how strong a smell it is.
I've been having it every day.
I also thought as I was eating it, there was this kind of like a claggy, kind of weird, almost slimy taste.
You're painting the most perfect picture. Like, I'm nearly sick. Son, you're about to
our pregnant Son's producer. Leaving. Son, come back.
She's actually shut the door and is about to
studio. She's gone. Does that mean we can do anything now? She's gone. Okay. Oh, I can smell it now. Anyway, I was eating it and I was so hungry, and I get so hungry after work and it's so late by the time. I just kept eating it and I kept eating it. And then something happened and I dropped a bit and I went to pick it up off my leg and I was like, oh, it's so slimy. And then I was like, I think the coleslaw might be off. Then I went into the kitchen to find the packet that she'd made the coleslaw from.
Oh, this is what you've brought in here.
Hold on. That says reduced was $3. Down to $2.40. So it's been reduced by 60 cents.
Oh, yeah.
It's not past its due date, though, so it should be in good nick, yeah? Okay, I'm going to open this.
Oh, no.
I want you to smell what I discovered when I opened this pack, and I want you to feel it, okay? Smell it first, then feel it.
Hang on. I've got to do it. Get your hand away.
I can smell it.
Don't. Okay, hang on.
Okay, smell this. Now put your hand in there. Have a feel. Have a feel. This is what I put my hand in to feel. Have a feel of that slime.
Oh.
Okay, I had a half a salad full of that. It was so off. Anyway, you know what? I was so convinced then.
What have you done to me?
Because you know when people talk about mixed lettuce and coleslaw, sometimes you get salmonella poisoning, right? And there's have big cases of it. So then I went, okay, I sent a message to Chris and I was like, I'm going to be sick tonight. I'm just telling you I'm going to be sick. I've eaten half a salad that is completely off. I took a bowl to bed with me so that when I woke up sick in the night when it kicked in, and I'm still fine. How long does it take for food poisoning to kick in? Would I have it by now?
No, I reckon if you've had it by your side all night, maybe it won't kick in till tonight.
Can it take a long time?
It can, particularly coleslaw.
Are you just making this up? Because I was feeling pretty good about myself. I've eaten that you just smelt then, and I've got an iron stomach.
That is disgusting.
And if I wasn't who I am, I would make you eat some, but I'm not going to make you eat some.
Why would you make me eat some?
Well, if we were a good radio show, we'd make you eat it and then see if you got sick. Could I feel like that's
what do you
really
mean?
Unfair.
Who's ever done that? This is like, what do you mean? and see if you get sick.
Oh, well, that'd be a good tease for tomorrow.
Actually, you know what
Tommy's still alive.
We should get listeners involved, and we get like four of them, right? And three of them get really sick, but then one of them gets the good batch and they win a car.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's a good idea either.
Keys or killed.
I can't actually talk anymore because the smell is so close to me. It's making me feel nauseous.
Mate,
anyway,
I've got
long
it all.
Story short,
my fingers are coated in.
I'm not blaming my babysitter here because I then text her. She's pregnant, and I text her. And I said, "Please tell me you didn't have the salad." I said, "Because it's really bad and it's off." And she said, "No, I just made it for you." So on 13, 10, 60.
I mean, it is one way to tell someone that you know you want a pay rise. Just try and kill them and go. It'll be more salads like that.
I want you to call and tell us who's tried to kill you. 131060.
Right.
Or has the coleslaw got you?
Can I go outside, jump on my mobile and say, Carrie just tried to kill me?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
We're still recovering in here because I brought in some extremely off, slimy, stinky coleslaw that I was served up for dinner last night.
You made me sniff and then finger it.
It was disgusting. And I'm still surprised that I am alive and that I have made it through the night, and I'm hoping that it won't kick in tonight. I may still put the bowl next to the bed just in case. But we're asking on 131060, who nearly killed you?
Who nearly killed you?
What was it that nearly killed you? We got Hayley on the line. Hayley, who or what nearly killed you?
My lovely husband. Yeah. He thought he'd cook up some fish, do a nice healthy meal. His sense of smell isn't quite right, and it turns out it was off fish. So that was a very uneasy night for us. We were ready to run to the bathroom, but turns out we've got cast iron stomachs.
Off fish to survive that without getting.
I know, that's pretty good. But here's what I ask you, Hayley. is he an idiot or is he a genius? Because I reckon if you cook for someone and it goes a bit pear-shaped, you don't have to cook for them for a while.
I think you're onto something. Yeah. Don't tell the boys, please.
But that's like, do you know, all the time Chris will serve up, I'll come home from work and I'll be like, what are the kids eating? He goes, oh, the ravioli. I just the ravioli? We haven't had any ravioli. You know, the leftover. No. Oh, babe, no. That was from like 4 weeks ago.
It's good for kids.
And no, it's not. He serves up stuff all the time that's so old and yet none of them get sick.
You know what? My mum's got a theory. Does he microwave it?
I don't know. Does she think it kills all the bugs?
Mum's got a theory that microwaving it kills everything. And
I
so
love
she
mum
would
theories.
Always serve us up real old leftovers as well. But she's like, oh, I've zapped it. There's nothing that can survive that.
Oh, Emma, what nearly killed you?
No, it wasn't what nearly killed me. It was what I nearly killed my daughter, who's five.
Oh, no. What have you done to her?
Fussy eater. I was just over it. So I gave her chicken, thought the oven was. Oh, my God, fussy. Fussy.
Oh, sorry. And, I was like, are we going to have to ditch this? No. Fussy eater.
Okay. Fussy 5-year-old.
And what did you give her?
I gave her raw chicken. It was cooked on the outside. It was quite hot. But on the inside, it was raw. And I had no idea. And she's saying to me, Mom, it tastes. Doesn't taste like chicken. I said, you will sit there and you will eat all of that. And I usually cut it and I was just so over it. And halfway she ate nearly a full tender. And when she said to me, but Mum, it's mushy, I looked at it and I was like, don't eat it. Completely raw.
So was she fine though? She didn't get sick?
She was fine, but I was in panic mum mode, like worst parent in the world. I had to ring the, I was like, who do I ring the emergency? You know, the poison line?
The poison.
So I'm like.
She's eating my cooking. Saying,
my God, I can't cook. So yeah, I've traumatised her so much now that she asks me to cut every meal to make sure it's cooked inside.
And let me guess,
she wasn't sick.
Are you
but
serving
they did
up
stay 2 weeks.
The most overcooked, driest chicken in the world now.
It is. So charcoal chicken.
Did you just say they said 2 weeks?
Yeah, they did. So when the symptoms can come out, right up until 2 weeks.
Oh, because.
Oh, no.
Good luck
have jumped the gun here. Oh, no. Because that is in my tummy. I thought it would be out by now. Oh.
I mean, you
Let's
look shredded
finish.
For summer.
Let's
That's the good news.
With Donna. Donna, finally, who tried to kill you?
My boss's wife with fried rice.
Your boss's wife?
Yeah.
Was it
she
the
brought
shrimp?
It in
was
for
it
my
bacon?
Lunch.
Oh.
I don't know. I think the whole lot. She brought it in for my lunch. And I'm sort of sitting there eating it, and she's working next to me, and I'm thinking, oh, this is crap, but how do you tell the boss's wife her fried rice tastes like crap?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
Right now, they have
with
managed
some special
to keep
guests.
With some special guests. The special guests that we speak of have managed to keep the same contract that they've had for the last 5 years, and they are making their one contractually obligated appearance. Hamish and Andy are back!
We actually have done another one today, so this is icing. The big wigs are listening.
You always throw in a bit extra.
It's my dad's birthday, and I forgot.
Oh, no. Is it today,
the break,
though?
Yes.
But the thing, mate, you've got 8 more hours of the birthday.
I'm his
That's
only
huge.
Daughter. I should have texted 8 o'clock this morning. But I did
siblings?
Take him out. No. Okay.
Did you remember? I mean, this is the key before it was posted on social media.
Well, no one's posted. The only reason I remembered it is because my mum, and they're not even together anymore, texted me to tell me it was my dad's birthday.
Wow. Okay. But you've got baby brain.
I know, but also I took him out Saturday night for his birthday, so I feel like it's
done.
But it's not done. No. And there's not many people calling him. So what I thought is, how can I make it up to him? And I've just thought, why not get you two to call him?
This is huge. This is what
can
he wants.
You call
I
him
should
now
point
to
it
happy
out
birthday.
That we'd love that.
Barry
his
Bickmore
name?
Would
his
love
his name's
this.
Brian.
Brian.
BB.
That's
Brian.
Not bad.
He's going to go Brian first.
I hope he doesn't say anything.
Hayne, do you want to kick it off for your meeting?
I'll have to quickly tell him he's live on air.
That's a nice thing to do, actually. Yeah.
Swears like a trooper.
Does he?
Here we go, it's calling.
Brian guy.
Brian McCall.
Dad, it's me, you're live on air, so don't swear, okay?
Okay.
I realised that I forgot to call you this morning for your birthday, but there was a reason for that. I was waiting till we were on air because I have a special surprise for you.
It's Andy Lee from Hamish Andy here, and I've got an amazing singer to sing happy birthday for you, Brian.
Oh, Jesus, Andy, who the hell is this?
It's like one of the best singers Australia's ever had. Who would you think?
Andy.
Very iconic.
Very iconic. Is it Australian?
Yes, Australian. Think rock god.
I want to swear, actually.
If it wasn't your birthday, we would have buzzed you out.
I've got no idea.
It? Okay. It's Hamish Blake.
Oh, my God.
Take it away.
Brian! Brian! You got to stop the crying. Your daughter remembered your birthday. Brian! It's your birthday. You're 53. You crazy middle-aged dog, Brian! See you at the pub for froths with the boys. You cruising around a jet ski and
good,
toys.
Good.
This is the... This,
I'm so sorry, Brian. I did not expect an original.
Actually, you guys sound like you had more to drink than me.
How could we possibly have had more than 2 litres of vodka?
Happy birthday, Dad.
Bri, we're all doing shoeies in here for you.
All right, thanks, guys.
There we go.
No, Brian, absolute dream come true. I can tell you're a big fan. Yep, he's gone.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A little more of the best bits.
I noticed something on your Instagram on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you lurking around the outskirts of a film set. Oh. Have you taken up some part-time catering on the weekend, or what are you getting up to?
I'm just
supporting a friend who's acting. What are you?
No, I mean, should I just list them?
List what?
Denzel Washington. Do you want me to keep going?
I mean, he's an actor. Is that what you're going to list? Actors.
I was.
Is that what this is about?
I was just going to list some of the greatest actors
sure.
of our time.
Yeah.
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the older lady that's in everything?
Helen Mirren. Yep.
Meryl Streep.
Yep.
Tommy Little. Buzz, your finger slipped.
Sorry.
Your finger slipped. No. It slipped again.
I don't know what's going on. It keeps going to this
okay.
sound effect. I can't control it.
That's... Should we try one more time?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, your panel's broken.
Are you doing a bit of acting?
Bit of acting.
What were you doing?
Going back to my roots. Working on an ABC show.
Going back to your roots?
Yeah.
Did you used to be an actor?
I studied acting.
Where?
Deakin University.
Oh, not NIDA or not.
No. I went for a school for the kids who couldn't act good. What's that? Did I fail? Yes, I did. 5.5 years to complete a 3-year degree. Doesn't matter. Let's not focus on that.
Okay. Have you ever had an acting gig before?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Doing what?
Mate, I had a...
Not comedy stuff.
I had an adult scene with the queen of the small screen.
Who?
Claudia Carvin.
Oh, yes, on Secret Life of Us.
That's not what it's called.
No. Isn't it? Wasn't that the show?
No, it was called Time of Our Lives.
Oh, same.
Sure.
Okay, so that was your last foray into the area.
Yeah, and that I've done stuff since then, sure. Mate.
Was it? Yeah. I actually Googled this when you brought this up and found a little cameo that you had in Lukewarm Sex. Here's Tommy on the small screen.
Oh, I was AIDS.
What?
Close.
I was AIDS.
Oh, this sucks.
Oh, cheer up, mate.
Yeah, just be more positive. I am positive. That's a problem.
You're a natural.
Yeah. Yeah. We all played different STDs. Because it's a skit about safe sex and why you should practice it.
Yeah.
Practice it. If you're listening, practice it.
Yeah.
And we all got different STDs. And Luke asked me to do it. And I hung up the phone. And then I called him back and I said, I noticed you didn't mention which one I'm going to be. And he goes, oh, and I said, I'm the big one, aren't I? And he goes, yes.
So, like, when you talk about Denzel and Helen Mirren, like, what STD have they played during their career?
I think Helen might have been chlamydia in one of the commercials back in the day. I'm not sure, but I think.
Okay, so what were you there doing on the weekend?
I'm working on a show called Mustangs. It's a great show. It's for the ABC. It's about a girls' soccer team. And
called the Mustangs.
They're called the Mustangs, yep. And it teaches young girls about they can be whatever they want to be and these cool kick-ass girls.
Oh.
And I play the jerky coach of the boys' team.
Who doesn't really understand.
Is that because you're a bit
woggy looking?
My ethnic ambiguity may have played a... played a part in me getting the role. I said, do you need me to audition? And they said, no.
They said, you
turn up and you bring your nose and you'll be absolutely fine. I did have a great moment, though, where I was chatting to, had lunch with the kids in my soccer team. When I say kids, they're all 10, they're 15. Yeah. And they just started having this hypothetical chat about your dream age.
Oh.
And they, one of them said 30. I reckon 30 is where it's
they're
at.
They're not 30, anywhere near 30.
No, they're like
that's
15,
why, yeah,
right?
That's why they're saying it's a dream age.
And then I went, yeah, that's pretty good. And the rest went, are you joking? Why would you want to be so old? And I was like, yeah.
Remember when see you were 15?
Guys next week.
30 felt so old.
Didn't it?
Oh.
Remember when you were 30?
I would love to be 30.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up packed with something for everyone. With Priceline, there's a huge range of gifts for everyone. Head in-store or go online to pick the perfect gift this Christmas.